Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Wipeout Wednesday, Taco Stand Thursday, and Foam Ball Friday Surf Report, all brought to you by C-Specs, the original surf sunglasses. Reliable UV protection for your eyes. Check them out at cspecs.com. Thanks for C-Specs' sponsor report the next couple days, and it looks like the same old stuff. Almost forgot to do the report. I forgot what was going on, but it's still going to be windy. The good news is it's going to get bigger each day till Friday, and the winds are going to keep staying out of the east, northeast to east, 15 to 20 plus, and it looks like it's going to be not very many places to hide if it's out of the east. If it's out of the northeast, you can get the south sides of the piers, and like I said, big and chunky, a groundswell mix, filling in a little bit more later Thursday and Friday for sure, possible head high chunky sets, and that looks like what's happening for the next couple of days. Doesn't look like the winds are going to lay down that much at all. We'll have to be back for the foam ball Friday to see what's going on, and it looks like the boating conditions are pretty rough out there, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But the good news is surf's going to be up. You better get on it when the wind dies down after this wind swell stuff. Might be back to summertime conditions, and some summertime's coming around the corner, so you better get on it while you can. All right, let's wrap it up for the Wipeout Wednesday through the Foam Ball Friday Surf Report, all brought to you by cspecs.com. And also remember to keep the surf cams free. Just let our sponsors know you heard it or saw it on the Guru, and we'll be back for the Foam Ball Friday. Take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya.